Welcome to the Marvelous Ones here on NTN Radio.
Forget?
It didn't sound right in my headphones, but then I realized my ear wasn't all the way on.
Your ear wasn't on.
My earphone, I'm sorry. My earpiece.
Seriously, can we pay whatever amount of money for the Super Friends opening theme song?
That's a lot
so
of money.
Perfect.
I'm with you. It's just a lot of money.
How do the other radio stations work where they throw the just
they
oops?
Spend that money.
Oh, really?
No, there's no oops, right? That doesn't actually. They say, oh, oops, but you pay.
Is it cheaper if they just sue us later?
No.
Like when we're big, famous
some of
and millionaires all over the place?
I think some of that just means they ask for more money.
I'll buy you new ears.
Hey, I picked out a new theme earlier, like six shows ago.
Yeah,
he has not integrated it.
Wait, he hasn't picked it out to me.
He hasn't whatted it?
He has not integrated it into the show.
Okay. He said integrated.
I could have sworn.
I said integrated.
So, you had a film moment there with the words.
So here's the thing that I said, in my defense, and I've had a rough couple weeks. In my defense, I said to Warren, mail me a link.
I do not believe you did.
I did, when we were still in the
because
studio.
Because I wrote down the...
Yeah, yeah, I don't have the name of it.
I know I did.
Okay, but I never got... I will check my email again.
No, I mean, I didn't send you an email because you never said that.
I know.
You never said that. I'm in the middle of a relationship where
it's
they read my mind, Phil.
It's a relationship problem. Listen, I have to congratulate you,
where is this
Fernando.
Coming from? What is... I'm Fernando.
What's going on?
All
on the news this morning, before I left the house, I'm checking out my sci-fi news stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it was the Nerdist had an article about how the early reviews of the Black Panther put it up there in the Game of Thrones level of quality. That they're saying this is like the, you know, like, if Game of Thrones was a movie, it would be the Black Panther. And they had all these good things to say. And the only thing I can think of, what's the difference between the Black Panther and Captain America and Avengers movies and all this stuff? They're all missing one vital part.
And what is that vital part?
Fernando, right? Was he in Captain America?
No.
Turned him down.
No.
Cold.
Did they compare Captain America? Did they compare Captain America to Game of Thrones?
So Fernando raised the
bar.
Common denominator.
Yes.
You're saying it's me.
It's at least the Game of Thrones level.
Whoa.
It's because
Game
of
Thrones
you.
Level.
Because if you had not been in it, it would not have been there.
Hashtag mind blown.
Yeah. So congratulations on bringing the Marvel Universe up to par.
I just received my W-2 for working that gig.
See, it's like God was speaking
to
the writer.
Stars are like aligning today.
Yeah, I'm
well,
telling
thank
you,
I'll take
that.
It.
I saw that and I was like, and they were like, even more than the Avengers, even more than Captain America. And I'm like, oh my God, there's only one difference between the Black Panther and those. One difference.
The Fernando factor.
Hashtag wow. Fernando factor.
We need to do that.
Yeah, especially when we go to see the movie. There's no way.
You know, there's still no guarantee I'm going to make a frame on
I
there.
Know, but there's
probably,
no way.
But
listen, here's the best part. Because I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
Right, as riding in today, I'm going, I have to remember to congratulate Fernando for bringing the bar up, right? Raising the bar. And then I was like, what if he doesn't actually make the movie? Then I think back to every movie I've ever seen in a movie theater.
Okay.
Right? There are moments you remember and moments you don't remember. If you don't make the movie, the only three people in that room, in that theater that are going to realize you didn't, are us.
What about our millions of viewers who go just to see me?
We're going to lie to them. But
we're going to lie and say it was so fast
you
have to stop it on the individual
frame. But I
saw
it because I know them. They don't know what you look like right now, right?
Oh.
So we got that edge. And Warren and I can stand up, and we're not even going
to
sit together.
I'm just going to describe him to all of our listeners. He's a 6 foot bald black woman who swings a staff like a martial arts expert.
He's a black woman with a staff. You heard it here first.
It looks a lot like
Michonne.
Yeah, it looks a lot like Michonne from Walking Dead.
No. But we can stand up and be like, "Oh my God, I saw you in the fight scene." And you can be like, yeah, that was me. And nobody's there going to remember whether or not they saw you in the fight scene. They're just going to assume it.
I'm not going to argue.
If somebody came up to me and said, after watching Thor, right, and said, oh, my God, I think I saw you in the crowd when Thor was fighting Hulk in the arena.
I would have said, were you the Hammer? You look just like the Hammer.
I would have been like,
you're a Majinier.
I'd have been like, yeah, that was me. Completely off topic, right? Let's just go there. About 10 years ago,
yeah,
Right? I used to, when I lived in New York, I used to go to Ranger games. I love hockey. Right? So I used to go to New York Ranger games, and I'd go into the Garden, and a lot of times I would scalp a ticket outside. I didn't have season tickets or anything like that. I'd go and I'd try to find the best seat I could for the cheapest I could, because like 5 minutes before game time, prices drop, right?
Those
scalpers want to get rid of, right? Scalpers want to get rid of the tickets. You always wait, or better yet, if they're singing the national anthem, you get rock bottom prices. And you have to remember that no matter what he's asking, he paid half that.
You writing all this down, Warren? I was not aware.
Yeah, I've known this.
Okay, so, I buy them like a regular American citizen, but okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm the dummy.
You're the dummy, right?
Continue.
So you should see him scalping tickets in front of the Black Panther this weekend.
Yeah.
I was trying to see if there was a tire segue there. No, people just buy tickets.
So anyways, one year I went to like, I don't know, 30 Ranger games. I made almost all the home games. Right, I just would get, I'd get on the train and go. Right, it was nice. The train gets right at Penn Station.
He likes the
gardens. I like choo-choo trains, and the Garden is right above Penn Station. So you just go up a couple flights of stairs and you're there.
Boom.
Right, you step outside, you look for a shady dude selling tickets. You buy a good ticket, you go in. For the
this,
following,
by the way, is
year,
why we don't have our URL yet.
The following year,
that in fact,
in the summertime,
he failed spelling in the second grade.
I am an idiot. The following
that's
inside year,
sorry, folks, sorry.
The following year, right? Mm-hmm. I went to. I was watching a preview for the Garden, right, for the upcoming hockey season, and there is this guy, and I actually have the jersey in the truck because I wore it the other day. There's this guy in a white Rangers jersey, bald goatee, looks almost identical to me, screaming in the video. And all my friends are sending me this message. They're like, I think I just saw you on the Garden video. So I looked and I realized it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And like,
but
I
you didn't
at,
tell anyone.
And I debated. I went back and forth. And finally, I said to one of them, I said, that's not me. They're like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I'm actually really sure. They're like, how do you know? And I like pointed out how I know. They're like, oh man, you're right. The guy was a dead ringer. We could have been twins. It would have been awesome if we had sat next to each other one time at a game. But it was like, but what I realized is even my friends don't know when they see you on TV that it's you.
Hmm. Hey, you know, Warren, you know what Phil can't say right now? To make a long story short.
No, he's never been. That is not something that's ever been in his vocabulary. But I will tell you what. I do know that for a fact that since he rode the train in, that he is a big fan of the Thomas the Tank Engine, which he's was like, in the original Ant-Man.
Okay.
And
way to bring it back, Warren. Way to bring
Ant-Man
it home.
And Walt's trailer.
Connected to something
today.
Marvelous.
That's why Warren's here. Something Warren superhero. The most obscure connections.
I thought you were going to be like Sheldon from Big Bang Theory or something, but okay. Hey, we're talking about superheroes again.
Went from him taking the train to the Madison Square.
To Thomas the Train.
To Thomas the Tank Engine. To Ant-Man. To Ant-Man and Wasp. My God, don't you get it?
He pulled it out. The jaws of defeat.
I'm not sure I can talk the rest of the show because I'm still trying to process that.
I don't think we have a problem with Phil going, I don't have anything to say.
I was going to say, I thought you were encouraging that.
Hey, how about that Ant-Wop?
Ant-Man-Wasp.
Trailer just hit today.
It was cute. I liked it. It was cute. It looked enjoyable.
We're picking up pretty boys. What is this?
It was cute.
She was cute. Ah, to the heart of it.
The Wasp.
Is she the equivalent to Phil's Scarlett Johansson widow? Or are you
no,
like clamoring
I just think
poster?
She's, I just,
okay.
No.
I never watched. She was from Lost, right? Because that was her first claim to fame.
Yeah,
I never watched Lost. I mean, you usually people in our realm.
Yeah,
love
I watched
Lost.
Wasp. But
it's not just me. We don't want to say Wasp.
So yes, I did watch Lost. Who stars the Wasp?
Yes, and what's her name, Phil? You're on the computer.
I'm working on Googling that.
Use the right keyboard. He's been using the wrong keyboard
but it
for
was,
the last hour.
Yeah, I enjoyed the trailer.
Evangeline Lilly?
Okay.
I think she was Freckles. She was Freckles, right? In Lost.
I didn't watch Lost. Why. But she was in The Hobbit. She was Laura.
Give you the wrong name. It might be Hannah Jo Kamen.
Nah, the Evangeline sounds closer. I could be wrong.
Okay,
also,
I have
though.
No idea who these people are.
Yeah. That's why this is the marvelous ones. We're too high above to know these little details. Time the F out is what are you doing? What? What?
Well,
you're looking at pictures online.
What screwed me up is as I went to Google to see what her name was, right?
Okay.
And I'm looking and I see Lawrence Fishburne and I saw Fishburne in the trailer.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I saw Michael Douglas and Michael Douglas was in the trailer.
Sure enough.
I didn't see Michael Pena in the trailer.
Yes.
But Walter Goggins is in the new Watchmen.
Holy crap.
Boyd Crowder.
I need a visual.
Boyd Crowder. I can't
get it. Justified.
Did you ever watch Justified?
I've been told to watch it zillions of times, but I never succumbed.
He was also in Sons of Anarchy as a woman.
Yeah, he had big boobs in Sons of Anarchy.
All right, really big shot. Boobs. Well, the whole trans
thing
doesn't do it for
you. But
he
was a dude with really big boobs. He was in that show Vice Principals.
Man, you're just throwing stuff out there.
He's been on Big Bang Theory.
I've watched an episode of that.
I don't know. You guys, anyway, if I'm going to Google and put them up on the screen,
anyway,
you guys have to carry the convo.
Oh, well,
I'm
going
go to
okay,
go go back to trailer.
All right, yeah, please
I liked
do.
It was cute. It definitely expands upon the original Ant-Man and all the, you know, the pin particles. So, because when he shrinks
the whole building
and then pulls the handle out and rolls away.
That's a big-ass handle in the regular building, though, if it was the architectural diagram.
Well, it could have been the...
What? Where are you going?
Elevator shafts.
Oh, come on. Stretch. That's
a
stretch.
Hey, I'm just working. So
here's... Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, he's a... Wait. No, I almost said I thought I saw him walking. But I have seen the feller. Yes.
Yes. That's Boyd Crowder from Justified.
Okay. Phil just pulled up the picture.
He will always be Boyd Crowder.
Evangeline Lilly. You got it right. I see it up there.
Okay, Evangeline Lilly. Okay. I wasn't sure if that was her or if this girl was her, but I guess she's the bad girl.
Mm-hmm. I bet she is.
Ooh, Hannah Jo Kamen.
You want to say Johansson's what you want to say.
I do. I want to say Hannah Johansson. And everything Marvel is something Johansson to me.
I see Perry is on there. The club from Superman is also now in the Marvel-verse as well. He played, right? He played editor-in-chief for the Daily Planet, right?
No.
On Superman?
Yes, Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne. He was in the first movie for a little bit, wasn't he?
What first movie?
Ant-Man.
Hard to recall. We should have done our homework on that.
You threw the trailer at me and I was unprepared. But I think he was. It's just right there that Michelle Pfeiffer's the Wasp.
I didn't see her in the trailer.
Is
she Catwoman again?
She's like 40 years past Catwoman. Oh my God, she's almost 60?
That's not too surprising.
The character that's going to become the Wasp in the first movie. I'm trying to think of her name.
Oh, I bet you she's the wife who died, like the original
Hope,
Wasp, maybe.
Hope Pym?
Oh,
that's the only way they can do it.
Oh, yeah, now I think you're right.
That's the only way
I
they can do it.
I said it. No, don't point at Warren.
Oh,
I said it.
Me.
I was headed there. You just jumped it.
Yeah.
You jumped the shark.
I didn't know. That's a bad connotation.
Because Evelyne... Miss Lily,
Lily,
she was the one who played the daughter who was supposed to get the Wasp suit at the end of the movie.
Yeah. She was a prominent player. She was a lead.
Yeah.
In the last one.
I don't know. She's looking kind of old.
Dang, man.
Am I being wrong? Yeah, it says she's the Wasp also.
Well, pretty good for almost 60. Or are you talking about somebody
else? No. I'm talking about Angeline.
I know.
It was almost 40.
I play with you. Oh, my God.
You can't.
Actually, in Hollywood for a woman, you know, unless you're Meryl Streep, that's a bit of a death.
Me too.
What?
Me too. White Rose.
I thought you were like hashtagging me too. I was like, what did I say? I didn't touch you.
Did you
my
just
pants were staying on.
Your ass in the studio?
I didn't do a thing.
Hashtag Nevermore, Alan Poe. Edgar Allan Poe.
What?
Nevermore.
He's just throwing words out. I don't understand
You thought my irrelevant long story was bad.
All right, so you...
I have no idea what the hell
he's talking
about.
It's not a competition.
Anyway, so yeah,
I'm not playing.
So obviously they're going to have two wasps in the movie.
Wasps, thank you.
Well, what's the point?
Like furnitures.
We call that Waspies. Western Nassau County.
Waspies. We're going to have two waspies in the movie.
Waspies?
That's the plural, right?
It's wasps.
Wasps.
Auspices. Oh, hey, God.
Oh, hey, don't do that in our ears. Don't do that.
But yeah. So we're going to have the wife of...
I can't believe he called it Q.
Yeah,
he just called the Marvel movie Q.
Well, the first one
trailer
was
Q, but he did it again.
And it was, the first Ant-Man was geared to tweens because you had the Thomas the Tank Engine, you had the
How about that? It was when I watched it, I was like, okay, it's funny. Where this is what I was going to bring up before, where you had like Guardians of the Galaxy or say Deadpool, it's made for funny. You have Paul Rudd here; he brings the funny.
Yes.
So my deep critical,
I think this is what I'm
saying. My deep critical thought here was, would it still be funny if we didn't have Paul Rudd as the lead? You know what I'm saying? Because you know, I suspect Black Panther isn't going to be as funny.
Yeah,
you know,
Batman doesn't look funny.
None of the DC ones, Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman, they're not going to have funny up front like this. Like you know, Thor, that was funny. It wasn't dramatic
that
and epic.
That should be released soon on DVD, right?
Ragnarok should be.
Yeah.
But my
point, even the original Thor had a lot of campiness to it.
But it wasn't meant. There wasn't fun. Like there was no facade of like, well, we're going to bring fun. This is like we're bringing funny.
Yeah.
So my question is,
and then the Dark World didn't.
Correct. So like with Ant-Man, if we didn't have Paul Rudd, if there's any other character who didn't have a comedic background, would they have still made it?
If it was a dramatic actor, they couldn't have done it the way it came out.
You know,
Ant-Man hasn't been around like say Spider-Man, where almost one of his superpowers is to be funny. He disarms his opponents because he ticks them off, or he makes light of the very situation. It's entertaining as a reader, as a viewer, and again, it ticks off. It throws off his opponents. It's right. Part of his character. But Ant-Man, you know, or Giant Man, all the different versions, we know there's no established precedent of his personality.
If I'm stretching here, you know, again, if just to remind the listeners, if you are a super nerd, this
Turn
is the wrong
now.
Show for you.
Turn off now.
If you're going to go column 4, 1964 edition, gold issue, you know, page 9.
The way I remember Ant-Man as a kid from the comic books, it wasn't this guy. It was
other been different.
It was like, Dr. Pym. And he was a super scientist.
Right. It was the guy who Michael Douglas.
So,
right. And that's what I remember. I kind of like that, right? Because I think Michael Douglas, I think this is like after that Ant-Man that we remember from the comic books, right? Because that's what I remember.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's like this is passing the torch.
They movieized it, essentially, there was that second Ant-Man who we have now who was like the criminal who came across the technology. He wasn't the super scientist.
Right, and they also made a younger, like, they have the background, so you can keep that background story kind of thing.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And this is like the next evolution of the comic. I'll be honest with you. I remember Ant-Man comics. I remember...
Was there an Ant-Man comic, or opposed to just an Avenger member?
I think he had a couple of his own ones.
He had a couple series of his own.
And I'm going to open the door for myself here. I think for the super nerds, was Hawkeye like part of that lineage? As far as he was one of the people who had access to it, but it was destroying his body, so all of a sudden he was just a good marksman.
I don't remember that at one point.
I don't remember why Hawkeye... I don't remember how Hawkeye became like Hawkeye, you know, like
origin story.
I don't know his origin story, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. I never viewed when the Avengers were first coming out and they brought up the Hawkeye character.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was reading the stuff, I was really shocked.
Yeah,
thought maybe he just escaped from the DC copy of Green Arrow. Maybe.
Yeah,
well, I couldn't figure out why they were bringing Hawkeye in.
Mm-hmm. Like, into the comics.
Into
the
movies.
Really? Because my personal opinion, I thought it was brilliant bringing Hawkeye.
He was the weakest
guy on the team was the linchpin that saved the day or brought the Avengers back together, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And, so, in both movies. I think it was great.
The writing for the movies was great, but why that particular character at the beginning?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because they could have done it with any other character.
Because he came in Thor. You just said like that side cameo almost, that one scene.
Right. But like, I didn't understand why they were giving him such a big role.
Higher billing.
Like such a high bill.
Because there were so many other characters they could have went with Ant-Man for the same thing.
Like, just totally going on a tangent, but I mean, just Guardians of the Galaxy. You look, if we were just on a sheet of paper, even no, just text, no pictures.
I would have never thought.
The ensemble.
never would have thought
this cast is humongous. It's just, it's so huge. And again, props to Feige. I can never pronounce his last name. The producer of all the he had the whole phase 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There was this,
it's all well thought out. It's all well planned.
And you just got to look at, you know, I'm not knocking them, but you just got to look at DC and go, wow. I mean, the way they're trying to play catch up. That this is how you This is how you get it done. It's not just trying to throw it in last minute. Hey, Cyborg. Oh. You're fast.
Right. Like, we got this guy. No,
there's so much more depth to the stories.
And believe it or not, over the weekend, I was sitting around with my folks, and they were kind of like, oh, nothing's on TV. And it was the very beginning of Guardians of the Galaxy. I said, have you guys watched this, right?
Number one?
Yeah, the first one. Mm-hmm. And they're not really big comic people, right?
Okay.
And like they said, no, is it any good? And I said, you know, I really actually enjoyed it. I was like, I think you guys will too. And they watched it. My father's like, so at the end of it, he was like, so should I watch like the Captain Americas and the Avenger movies and stuff? And I was like, did you like that? He's like, yeah, that was actually way better than I thought. Mm-hmm. I think they've made such good movies that it's even drawing in people that weren't.
Welcome to the cult.
You're right. Yep. That are like, oh, wait, these are actually good movies. And considering...
You brought them over to the Marvel side.
Well, just considering that there's a lack of...
The marvelous
everything's
side.
Everything's like recreated. Mm-hmm. Everything is like, oh, let's remake True Grit. Let's remake Chips. Let's remake this. And listen, if you're a listener that thinks you're going to go out and see Dundee, turn us off now, too. Right? I don't want people there. That looks horrible.
What Dundee? What?
Crocodile Dundee.
I like that movie.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Doesn't look good for
McBride.
I'm talking about the originals. I really love the originals. They still stand. I saw them like a year ago.
The third one kind of stunk.
Oh, I didn't make it to the third. I didn't know there was a third.
I forgot all about it until he pointed it out.
Forget that I mentioned there's a third one.
Okay. I really like the first and.
The first two were pretty good.
Okay. They still hold. They had Carl for the first time from Die Hard. That was his, like, I think that was his first role where he had a little more recognition. He was the chauffeur.
Yeah, he was the chauffeur that threw the bad broke off the antenna.
Yeah, boomeranged it.
And boomeranged it. And he was like, what tribe are you from?
Then boom, like, man, right from there, Die Hard and Urkel. Boom.
Yeah.
Wow, he made his
Die
career.
Hard and Urkel. But okay. I'm not sure that's ever been said that way before. Like, whoa.
Well, that was his career path.
No, it was.
He played the big cup.
Gold,
heart of gold.
And, so I think they've done such a good job with that. When I look at the Ant-Man, one of the things that I don't know if I would have appreciated a Black Panther or a Thor trailer was the flashbacks to the Avengers movie.
Yeah, they dropped the saturation down. It was a memory flashback. But
he had the flashback, but I think that works for Ant-Man since he's a lesser-known character.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it didn't take me out of it. Call. It didn't take me out of it. You know, and it was like, oh, yeah, because it's been a while since the Ant-Man movie, not the Avengers movie, the Captain America movie, I'm sorry.
Because it really was nothing like an Avengers movie.
No, none of the other Avengers were in America movie.
I'm specifically that Captain American movie. It was just like the Avengers starring a little more Captain America.
The Avengers with extra Captain America.
Yeah. I mean, it was still fantastic. Don't get me wrong.
Well, you know, the big thing is there was no Hulk.
You know,
it would have been an Avengers movie if there would have been a Hulk.
Well, that's an interesting point. That's pretty deep. You caught me off guard there.
Sorry, I didn't know.
I want to expand on something he just said. So you introduced your parents to the Marvel Universe, the Marvelous Ones Universe.
Yeah.
With Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Unintentionally, right? That was not
unintentionally,
my plan.
But, you know, and they got your dad kind of interested now. So what would you be, Fernando, what would be your, if you had to go is just to hook him, because right now he's just dangling on nibbling on the bait. Ooh. If you're going to hook his dad, what would be the next movie you'd tell him to watch?
Maybe the Captain America, the second one, where Winter Soldier was first introduced, because it has, the story was a little, that was probably the darkest of all the Avenger movies, in my opinion. Yeah. It's a little more violent.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't know. Do you want to have more fun?
I would go out for something more fun because you're going from Guardians. Personally, I would say
that's super fun already. Guardians. That's like one of the funnest.
I would probably go with Ant-Man as the second one. I would not go with the second Guardians of the Galaxy as for no, because it was over the top.
So
for somebody new.
Yeah.
I don't think my father, and I was wrong because I wasn't sure if he was going to enjoy the Guardians of the Galaxy, right? but they were bored and they were looking for something to watch. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, my thought was the first Captain America.
Because of the tie-in, the World War.
Yeah, and because of my folks' age.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
No, yeah. Remember, yeah. Good point.
Right? Like,
good
so point. I was thinking the first, like, when in my mind, and I'm not nerdy enough to know the true answer. In my mind, Captain America's been around for a long time. Iron Man, to me, is a product of the 70s.
No, Iron Man's been, well,
he's been around for a while, but yeah. I think he got his popularity in the 70s.
Yeah, probably.
Captain America, I think, you know, truth, justice in the Captain America way kind of thing.
Huh. That's Superman, but all right. He,
but,
well,
but he was Marvel Superman, right?
No, right? Zero argument. I'm a proponent of that.
So I would, to hook my father and my mother in because of their age, mm-hmm. I think the first Captain America where America is whooping on some Nazi ass and Red Skull and stuff like that, I that's what I was thinking. I could be way wrong.
Age, okay. It's like, so if we want to introduce you to cartoons, maybe the Flintstones. Wait.
Warren's like 40 years older than me.
Yabba dabba.
Yabba dabba do. You know,
see, I knew he'd know it.
It's very hard to argue with the big brontosaurus ribs.
Oh, come on. All right. Yeah, all right, you trumped right. me.
You know,
he's got a poster on his wall.
So what was your next question?
Pebbles was hot.
You're asking really good questions today.
I'm going to go back to the Superman slash Captain America thing.
I'm ready to talk. Say your piece because I got... If I haven't said it already, go.
Over the last couple of movies, and it didn't really sink into me until we started doing this show, and I really didn't sink into me until the last few weeks, actually. I have never had a problem with, really, mostly, no significant issues with the way they developed any of the characters in any of the movies until just the last few days, actually.
We're talking Marvel?
Marvel.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm... Don't know if it's just me because, you know, I'm a veteran and, you know, I love America, all that stuff. The deconstruction of Captain America in these movies, was it necessary? They have deconstructed him from Captain America in the Black Panther movie. He's not going to be Cap'n. He's going to be in
America?
The comic books. No, he's just going to be Cap.
Yeah.
He's not going to be Captain America. He's got a different uniform, no red, white, and blue. He is
because he's going to die.
I'm sure that's what's going to happen. He's no longer, you know, he's disillusioned with America because they wanted to register the.
He's
folks.
Disillusioned.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I don't know if he's disillusioned. He's just like
he's making a strong case. For a hillbilly from West Virginia, he is.
Oh my God! I don't know what made me think this. Well, I do because I'm having a hard time sleeping at night. I got some insomnia going on. I go through streaks like that. But over the last few
TMI, not TMO.
Yeah. All right. We'll change that.
The marvelous ones.
The marvelous insignificant facts.
I've not had any problems with it, but for some reason, the last few days, the deconstruction of Captain America in the series of movies has really started irritating me.
But that's also that's mimicking the comic books.
I won't disagree with you. That was over a 40-year or 50-year period.
They don't have much time.
Yeah, but they only have
All
right, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to be Mr. Arrogant Filmmaker Guy Storytelling. That's what you do. Put your finger away. He's pointing at me, everybody. He's pointing at me.
It always has to do with the arrogant directors putting their personal spin on it. Blowing up Vulcan.
No.
J.J. Abrams, I don't like you anymore. You got to put your spin on Star Wars. You got to put your spin on Star Trek. You got to put your spin on X, Y, and Z. And you got to deconstruct the canon of all this stuff. You guys got me on a soapbox now.
We disarmed him before he came in the studio.
He has a weapon, though.
Wow, I see both your points.
No, you didn't.
I didn't make my point yet. How can you see both points?
Well, you were saying as a producer.
Well, I'm just saying, just as a storyteller. I'll even use the example. The last Thor, that's what you do. You put the character in the worst possible situation, and you deconstruct so they can come and reunite with themselves. Point being, I'm rambling.
I like this. So
look at
going.
You look at Thor. The last Thor, that's exactly what they did. He's known for what? His red cape, his hammer, and his beautiful golden locks, right? So what do? They took away the locks, they took away the cape, they took away the hammer. So who do you have left? So do you have left? It's the same they do. Superman, whatever, Batman, you take away his weapons and everything. You have the hero. What's left is what makes them the hero, the inside part. And then they have to, they come back and put the cape on again. And it's an old
But that's
precedent.
Not going to happen.
What's not going to happen?
They're not going to, these characters are not going back to the cape and the hammer.
How do you know? They haven't written the scripts yet.
We know that this phase is going to end with the Thanos battles. At least, and it sounds like at least one or two of them are going to die.
We're going to be 70 years old.
And then they're going into the next phase.
None
of these characters are going, all their contracts are up. These characters are not coming back in the next phase.
I'm going to piss you off really good.
Everybody's
right now.
Pointing today.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to make you mad.
I am trained to use this.
Yeah, I know. It's a good.
I got the. So you watch yourself.
All right.
My hands.
So I'm going to say this. I understand where you're going. Right? I get your mindset. I definitely think you're right. You got to tell the story. You got to develop.
No, he's not.
The movie is about this. But listen to me.
You don't have to.
Listen to me. Listen to me for a minute. Right?
You agree with me?
You're saying that they're not going to bring that back, and I'm going to say that you're wrong based on one sentence from the first Avengers movie.
Whoa!
When Captain America got his was talking about his uniform on the Quinjet. I sound like a nerd right now. On the Quinjet to Agent Phil Coulson, he said, "We have a uniform." And he says, "I have a uniform." And he goes, yeah, and he says something along the lines of, I don't think the red, white, and blue will do it this time.
Uh-huh.
And Phil Coulson said, you know, I think a little old school would be good right about now.
I thought that was Nick Fury who might have said that.
No,
something
Phil Coulson.
We need something like that. All right.
Yeah, it was Phil Coulson that said that. And when times get rough for the Avengers, what do we get? We get the red, white, and blue. I think in
Avengers 4 or Infinity Stones,
when he dies, and I believe Captain America will die in one of the two Infinity.
It's going to unite them like a bastard.
But he's going to die in the red, white, and blue.
I bet you he doesn't.
Right? We could see him in Black Panther, not in the red, white, and blue.
Because
we
the directors Captain America will not allow it because it defeats their vision of him in the American story.
No, he dies in the red, white, and blue because it's the uniter. It forces the story along.
He might be like Rocky IV. He's going to bring Apollo's red, white, and blue jockey shorts and beat up Drago.
He might be buried in it. He might be buried in it.
No, he dies in it.
I don't know.
I hope he dies in it.
bastard Captain America.
That bastard.
I don't like
represent America.
I'm just tired of the deconstruction of heroes and all these movies. And the directors have to put their spin on canon.
There's actually only one hero in all the movies, and that's the Hulk.
And only one high girl, right?
That's obvious. Right? I mean, no matter who they bring in, they're just not even starting out on this. Who could you bring? All right.
Uh-oh.
And I paused it because we were really close on time, and we're going to do a little bit of extra here.
Okay, feels like we've been talking
bonus
forever.
Bonus features.
Can who could you possibly bring in that's hotter than Scarlett Johansson? You can't.
I can come back next episode and give me some research time. But
yeah, you're going to have a lot.
Besides her looks, which are great, obviously, but I put a clip up on my Comic-Con site where it was a clip of like her 10 best action scenes.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and plug it.
Oh, you can go there and check it out. But the point being, it was a clip of all, I don't know if it's all of them, but it was her top 10 action scenes from the very beginning.
Right. She plays the part great.
She's a great actress.
She's a great actress. She's believable in the part.
So, I mean, the question you're asking me, I'm not going to take it at face value as far as who looks good, but who can pull off at the same time. Because you could have Halle Berry as Catwoman. There's a little conflict there.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like if you're the Avengers, right? You don't have anybody to replace her. She looked, and I'm sounding very superficial, but she looked amazing in the Iron Man movies.
That's not superficial,
right? I mean, you know, she looks like
it's one of the reasons she got hired. I mean, that's
right.
Just the way
and like Pepper Potts, everybody's supposed to be like, oh, Pepper Potts looks really hot, and then
it's one of the reasons that Hemsworth got the Thor. I mean, he's a good-looking guy. That's one of the reasons he got the roles.
Big old pecs and big
They're
muscles.
Not going to hire me to play Thor.
I would.
You keep your personal home movies. your hammer. Keep your hammers in the pants. Hammers in the pants.
How much fun we could have poking fun of Warren walking around without a shirt, or just the thought of making Warren see the Hulk's junk.
Oh,
Ragnarok would be hysterical.
So great. I have great two images. I have Hulk's junk in my head, and I have Warren with golden locks. Thank you so much.
You should see some of my high school pictures.
Great show. Oh, my God.
You saw the Hulk's junk in high school?
Wow. That's pretty amazing right there. We'll be back next week with more garbage. I have no idea. Well, how did we get so far off track?
Well, we had like one topic to talk about.
No, we actually had a couple. We just never got off Ant-Man. Because
where are we at on the calendar now? Because next week, we're getting into February.
We're 2 weeks from...
The 16th, so a little over two weeks.
2 weeks from Black Panther.
Yeah, a little over 2 weeks.
A little over 2 weeks.
We're recording today on a Tuesday. It comes out on like a Thursday night, Friday.
It's not like a Thursday night.
Yeah, so two weeks and a couple days.
We should get together and talk about where we're going to go see it and bring in like autographed paper.
And lie our asses off if I don't make it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to be like, oh my God, that you were in it. Like, Warren's going to do it. Like, no, we should do it outside when everybody's like walking out of the movie. I'm just going to like turn around and be like, oh my God.
Going in, I'm going to say, this man might be in the movie.
No, we don't want to do that. People will feel so special if they think they watched the movie with somebody who was in the movie.
Well, they got to know it ahead of time.
No.
Yes.
They'll watch it, and then afterwards, when we come out, I'm going to be like, we'll be walking out and be like, oh my God, weren't you in the fight scene? You're going to be like, well, yes, I do. I do act in it.
Well, actually, it'd be more like $25 for the autograph.
Totally.
It's show business, people.
I'm not going to be like, no, I'm not going to pay, but, you know. I agree. If you can get even free popcorn afterwards.
Ooh.
All right.
That's why we need to do it before.
Actually, that's like $10.
So we can get free popcorn.
Yeah, but how are we going to know he's not in the movie?
We specify. He may or may not be in it.
Yeah, but I don't think you'll get anything because then people will be looking for him. If they're not looking for him, there's no way they don't see him.
You don't know that. I could be like, might steal the entire movie.
If you do, I will literally like bash my head into the screen and be like, I can't take this anymore.
Oh, if I do, I'll be like, sorry, I don't know these gentlemen in security. Can you?
I'll be like that girl in the Minions that got the unicorn thing. I can't take this anymore. We gotta go.